This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Well, I'm glad you started there, man. Pokemon is 25 years old today. And as someone who, when Pokemon came out, part of me was like, I remember the cartoon. I knew the cartoon, well, back then, I'm like, this anime? So, yeah, this anime. So, it's cartoon. It's like, no, it's an anime. Like, because that was folks like, you mean that cartoon came on WB?
It wasn't, right. I mean, yeah, it's a cartoon, right. But it's anime, though.
It's anime, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's not Dragon Ball Z, you know. But anyway, I remember it coming out. I had to watch it on Sundays because the affiliate WB station we had showed the Saturday morning cartoons on Sunday morning. Don't know why they did this. No,
You had to go to church, though, didn't you, on Sundays?
I had to go to church, but I didn't have to go to Sunday school. And most of these went off at what time did they go off? They went off at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, 11 o'clock is when...
Time to go to church.
Yeah, time to go to church. So that's when you get the last two programs. So anyway, they come on at 8. So 8, 9, I could usually get 3 hours in. And by then, I knew how to use a VCR. So I just record the last hour. And then I just go to church, and then I just come home, and I watch the last hour. Because back then, when shit coming on Sunday, no way. Like, there used to be
not a point. Not till Sunday evening.
Yeah, like, nothing came on fucking Sunday to watch, bro. It was sports all day, and, you know, down and here movies. In the South. Yeah, all we got was movies and NASCAR.
Yeah.
So, depending on the time, or golf. And I went into, you know, golf.
Golf and tennis.
That's not NASCAR either.
Not to transition too much away from Pokemon, but, you know, I'm glad Tiger Woods is healthy and... He's alive.
He's in alive a good
spirit after having to have rods installed in his leg after he flipped the
terrible
car.
Accident.
Yeah, I'm glad he made it. It said they had to use the jaws of life. So shout out Tiger Woods, man. You know,
but glad at he least alive. He was conscious when they got there.
Yeah,
as
man,
the report said. So that was a good thing.
Yeah, fuck all them motherfuckers who was talking about. You remember he got that DUI? No, fuck that shit, man. That wasn't nothing.
And that DUI wasn't because he was drinking, because he was on medicine.
Right.
Yeah, he was on no meds.
So fuck all y'all.
But, yeah, Pokemon, man. I had Yellow. That was the first game I had. Then I retro went back and I chose Red. I had some starters. I had a good, like I said, man. I'm amazed at how long they've been able to keep that as American. It's like, Pokemon at this point is just as American as SpongeBob. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Pikachu like, is just as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow motherfuckers in the culture.
I mean... New Pikachu Tweeter. Won't ever overtake Hello Kitty, but Pikachu is right up there with
Japan,
Hello Kitty.
In America, Hello Kitty, like more kid, it's way more, it's 10 times more Pikachu merch than Hello Kitty merch in America at this time.
Shit.
But it's only because of both demographics.
Like, yes, and I was about to say, but more kids, more girls will buy Hello Kitty if given the option.
Buy Pikachu.
Yep, if given the option, more girls will buy Hello Kitty.
No, I feel like parents, you gonna get a, I don't know, not in modern times. Nah, Pikachu, bro. Pikachu got cartoons. Hello Kitty don't have a cartoon.
Pikachu got an anime.
He got a show.
Hello Kitty got cartoons?
I'm saying, there ain't no networks. There is no new season of, like, you know, you get new season of Pokemon and stuff. Like,
yeah, it is. Hello Kitty got current cartoons. People watch them. Hello Kitty is there. She's still there.
Yeah, bro. She ain't on Pikachu level.
But
well, she ain't friend, battling.
A friend,
yeah. No.
She ain't battling.
But I mean, if you battling, go to Japan, a friend of mine's asked, who was your top five be if you had to battle? And I just told him Mew and Mewtwo.
Mm. Are you talking about in the sense of having... Man,
to
I can't even...
Pick Pokemon
too,
to battle with?
It's too many.
Yeah, it's too many now.
It's too many now. I can't even get into that.
Yeah, I'm lost after, like, maybe it was Silver, Gold, and Platinum. I'm lost after
that. That there's too many Pokemon.
I originally memorized the first
150.
The first one. You know how?
The Johto and Kanto region.
You know how?
I had the book.
Pokemon rap. The Pokemon fucking rap.
Every week they were telling you the fucking Pokemon.
No, it, at one at some point I found a video of the Pokemon rap with the Pokemon in alphabetical order. Someone did the rap in alphabetical order. When I saw that, I was able to. It's kind of like when they in that's third grade and that talks Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Yeah, man, learn the Maryland, states. Massachusetts, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, then you learn the states.
It's like, how you jump from Arkansas to Massachusetts? I was just like, look.
That's how the song
went. That's how the song went. Like, we did all of the states going up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it's a little, anyway, it's a whole point, though. Hawaii,
happy
Idaho.
Birthday, Pokemon.
Yeah, right, happy birthday to Pokemon.
Pokemon!
Gotta catch them all.
You got Pokemon, Sonic, and Mario.
My kids was outside catching Pikachus yesterday. Yeah, they caught like 10 of them in the neighborhood. Yeah,
Pokemon. Right. Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that right now. You got people with AR Pokemon. Yeah, bro.
It's Pikachu in the house. I told him if he ain't even paying rent, fuck him out of here.
Right, if that motherfucker ain't plugged up to the walls providing electricity. And that's another thing about the Pokemon world, bro. People use Pokemon as like
generators and shit.
Active utensils. They're tools, industrial tools.
Yeah.
And like, they also eat them.
That's the dark side. That's the dark side that they.
Who the hell's eating Pokemon?
I mean, everybody. They don't just eat. Everybody in that world is not like. Okay. When Ash went to the first tournament on the anime, when he went to the tournament the first time, they treated him and his team to a
Toro steaks, to a dinner. Something.
It was a dinner hosted for everyone who qualified to be in the Pokemon tournament. They ate
Pokemon.
They ate.
I mean,
like you saw them with drums. You saw them with drumsticks in their hand. Like that ain't chicken, bro.
Yeah, it's. That's I mean, steak. It's one of them chicken Pokemon.
That's that bird Pokemon.
Yeah, they eat Pidgeotos and shit.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
I mean, in their world, it would make sense if they were like, oh, Pokemon exists, but so do chickens. I'd accept that caveat because it makes it more humane for me to think that.
But they out there eating.
I mean, they wild animals. Well, not a Zapdos because that's a legendary Pokemon, but.
I'm going to eat that motherfucker first.
If you can catch it. Godspeed, Spider-Man. If you catch that
Hey, listen, I'm going to walk up to him and say, hey. We can either do this the easy way.
That motherfucker.
You gonna take a bite. That motherfucker's gonna taste like a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, exactly. You gonna do all that fighting to eat that bitch. Nine-volt battery burger.
Let you keep the shit out.
Right, right. You lick it with your tongue.
Best chicken ever.
No
come here, Gyarados.
Ain't no sauce. Right.
Good luck with that shit.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday to Pokemon, man.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Been trying to catch them all
during Black History Month.
You know what I'm saying?
We need Ash Ketchum to be 25.
We need Ash Ketchum to age, period. You know what I'm saying?
Just
we need him to win.
They need to get some, does he have a child yet? He ain't poked him.
No.
He's still like.
No, they gonna
still, he still ain't.
He's still.
He missed it.
He's preteen.
See, what happened, my belief with that is.
I mean, they preteen as hell.
They tried to.
In a coma one.
When it comes to American expectations, it's always the main human character is the main character. I believe that in America, they had every intention of marketing Ash to be that, like on a Goku level of, we're gonna market him like main character. You're gonna care about Ash. And. I think that was the plan, and then in Japan, they were like, oh yeah, after we did a few seasons, we updated his look. And in America, they don't do that. You keep the same fucking look on the same character. So them switching his look up
right, don't give
on
him
these
new outfit.
Seasons, adding stuff is just like, we can't market this. By the time we press up the merch, y'all giving him a new look. They're not understanding the culture, and they want you to care about Ash. So they're like, all right,
Ash
at the
is
very
in a new
least,
region. He's got a new outfit. He's older
and
wiser
I think
now.
That sentiment is expressed on both sides of the aisle on both sides of the water to a degree of, yeah, we're going to keep him a child, but in Japan, they know that Pikachu is the star. And they know that all the Pokemon is the reason why you're actually here. You care about seeing him win. We're going to keep you locked in.
Right, you as a human will relate to the humans, but you here for the Pokemon.
Yeah, you here for the Pokemon. So I think that's why he just never ages. Because even when they made him appear to be more mature, they
he
got
was still
to a,
the same age. Somewhere.
They got to a level where they redesigned him, and they made sure you know he was 10 again. It became ambiguous at a certain point. His age became ambiguous, and then
and
at a certain point,
has
it's like
birthdays. They other redid people it, like, have birthdays, but Ash will never have a birthday.
Man, I think Ash died in that movie, bro.
I don't think he died. I think he's in a coma, bro.
Like that whole legendary where he touched that shit.
And then turned stone and the Pokemon brought him back.
No, I don't think he came back, bro.
I don't think he came back.
The whole Pokemon show is a simulation provided by a very strong Pokemon. Think about it. If psychic Pokemon exists and legendary and god Pokemon exists, how come you can't combine them into a legendary psychic god Pokemon?
Bro, they even went into that on the game already, bro. They're a Pokemon of creation, dog.
Like, yeah, I know. It had to be.
It's on a whole nother level with these Pokemon now.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. There are like the three legendary Pokemons of creation and shit. And Team Galaxy, they trying to get them so they can reset the universe and shit. Like, Pokemon went from being the very best to changing the world. Shit. Yeah.
Well, since we're here, I do have some news on that front. They have announced that they are developing a Pokemon open world video game.
About
time, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
About damn time.
So it's going to be like Sword Art.
Roll up on you with my Pikachus.
It's honestly, I think it's going to be like Monster Hunter, bro. It's like, I would imagine something like Monster Hunter, except duels or turn-based. Like, if they come up with a system to be like, oh, you can triangle X, circle square with the Pokemon, and you can control the fight with combinations, that'll be dope. But that's a lot of fucking work. But that's the zenith. Right. I feel like...
a way to combine Pokemon tournament with the original Pokemon.
Yeah, if they did that way, you got this tournament. You hear your button combination.
You can make the commands with the button commands.
Yeah, like that'll be a new feature for it. Like you can choose either to play the classic Pokemon style,
turn based, or
you play in the new shit. Yeah, they call it that active battle mode or some shit, and then it's like CQC. You
know what I'm saying? CQC is close quarters combat.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like when they actually end the shit, the Pokemon. You know what I'm saying? It'll be button reaction timing and shit. Like, you push X to keep from getting hit by the quick tackle.
Nah, if you can put that shit in there. You talking about QTEs, quick time events.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that would be dope.
They're going to have... See, the thing is, they're going to have a whole Sinnoh story region. So, the story goes on to say why you're going to get, like... You're going to get... The classic Pokemon, you're supposed to get all of them, but they haven't announced any metrics or mechanics. So this is just speculation. I'm imagining on the weekend or at this certain time of month, this event comes out. And like on games, you go to this event, you compete in this event.
Right.
Basically, you're scoring this event. You get badges or you get like points, and you get the stuff that add up, and you can get like legendary stuff that drop. Like if you want to get a legendary Pokeball to catch something or a Master Ball, you get it by participating in this event and it drops.
Yeah.
Like it's like, yeah,
you gotta hope that you get it.
Saturday I went to this tournament, and it's like, you want to enter this tournament? It's like, yeah, I'm going to enter this tournament, and the tournament is going to be going on in real time, and like you're just going to get on, grind the fuck out, and
you want battle your Pokemon.
Yeah, if you want to battle somebody, you just walk up to them like, bro, let's just have a battle.
Yep.
Let's just go at it. I got mine.
That'd be dope.
It's opportunity to like take the whole show and the whole culture and really put it on a massive scale. But that's a big game. That ain't no we coming out. That's one of those, bro, that's 2025, bro. Unless you already working.
I mean, I'm sure they are, because Pokemon Sword and Shield is the precursor to that right now. It's semi-open.
They said it's Pokemon Arceus coming exclusively to the Nintendo
Switch. Arceus, that's one of the fucking legendary Pokemon of creation.
So what, they got like PvP right now?
No, you still can't.
That's a little screen grab from it.
Okay.
I just want to know what you meant by semi-open.
It's semi-open world. Like, you can go... Around it's the around, British like region. Interact. So what?
You can go around, but you can't like interact.
No, you can interact with them. It's like you can see the Pokemon in the wild and shit now. Unlike how on the older games, if you went in the tall grass, a random Pokemon would attack you. You wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah.
On these, you can see the Pokemon walking around and shit.
Oh, okay.
They're also developing Pokemon Unite, which is going to be a League of Legends style multiplayer game. They say it's coming out, and the beta's coming to Canada exclusively in March. That's where they're going to test it in North America.
Canada exclusively. So that's just going to be all Pokemon.
Yeah, and they also got a new version of Pokemon Snap coming out in March. And also with the 25 anniversary edition, they having a virtual concert headlined by Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Apparently, he's a big Pokemon fan.
Not surprising. Well, you know what that means. They're coming out with a new Switch.
That HD Switch is coming.
No, like they're going to have to come out with a brand new Switch with to have processing power to run a Pokemon game like that.
Yeah.
Because the Switch cannot handle Doom. So, it ain't going to be able to handle Pokemon. A Pokemon of that scale. Like, you still got Switches that's overheating out here, so they're going to have to come out with a brand new, like, Switch Elite or some shit.
Shoot, on the video game tip, Sony talking about they're not, this summer we're going to get an update that's supposed to allow us to use the hard external hard drives for the PS5.
That'll be dope, because we can't use solid states yet.
Mm-mm. That's coming in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to do that since like PS3, right?
No, you can use external hard drives on the 4. They just had to have a power source.
Oh, okay.
These, you won't need a power source. It's just going to make the fans spin faster in order to compensate for the extra work that the processing is doing on it. So it can be completely powered by the bus itself.
Yeah, because they all those are all 2.0 or 3.0 USBs in that one. So...
Yeah,
so that'd be dope. Yes, I'm excited about that. I'm waiting on when they're gonna give us the backwards compatibility with the PS4 controllers.
Oh, so you can use the PS4 controller on the 5?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't either. They just, you know.
Shout out to Tony. Hold on, since we were talking about Nintendo and we're talking about Sony, shout out to Turok and Turok 2 are on the Sony PlayStation.
You know what
Network.
I'm saying? I gotta get
that. That was one of my favorite games on GameCube, on Nintendo 64. I had both of them. I had Turok and Turok 2.
Sounds
good. Yeah, Turok was the shit.
Turok Dinosaur Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. That was one of my favorite.
And they came out with the remake.
Yeah. I forgot they had made the Turok 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember that. I forgot about that.
So...
crazy part about it was, look, the car done pulled off on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's white girl, of course. It's white girl. Oh, no.
Left his ass.
You done pulled off.
This nigga finna get the special delivery for real.
Done ran up on a bear and got mauled real quick, boy. You swimming in the wrong territory around here, boy.
Man.
The
part that made me laugh though, after the motherfucker left, you hear him turn around and say, "You saw that shit?"
Yeah.
You saw that shit? Dude go, "Hell yeah." Hell yeah.
I bet that motherfucker won't.
Never again.
Never.
Man, that remind me of what my pops was telling me, man. Talking about he woke up one morning and heard niggas just like they chilling right there beside that window and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like just talking, having a conversation, like just right there beside that window, outside and shit.
They probably damn were.
And you know how his house made with that damn slab right there around the corner and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they them niggas done put up goddamn chairs and shit like that part of their property and shit, just chilling back there. Smoking and all the other bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And Pop was like, "Boy, you nigga gonna get killed right in that bit, brother. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, you wake up, you hear some shit like that, you ready to goddamn, hey, who the fuck in that bit? You know what I'm saying?"
Not only that, who the hell outside trying to plan how to get in here?
Right, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what the fuck them niggas out there talking about, you know what I'm saying? And you in that bit trying to just chill and sleep, this supposed to be your property. These niggas just posting up, you know what I'm saying? Like, they done put up furniture and shit. Like, they can just goddamn do what they want to do on your shit.
Right, they put up a whole patio set.
Right. got a goddamn umbrella and everything out that bitch. But he was like, man.
You just about to fire up the grill. Good morning. Good morning, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
He was like, man, I had to go out that bitch and I had to goddamn get them niggas straight, bro. Like, bro, I'm going to blow your ass on over here, boy. Come out the door here and y'all niggas talking in early in the morning. I'm trying to get some goddamn rest. Nigga just chilling.
Try Jesus.
smoking.
Don't try me.
Just smoking and shit. Like, just chilling, smoking and shit. Like, bruh. These young niggas ain't got no respect, bruh. Like,
no, they don't.
Done, bro. Like, I don't understand that shit, bro. Like, how can you have respect for yourself if you doing shit like that, man?
They don't, dog.
You
know why? They all grew up with one thing about me, bro. That's that generation. That generation.
Soda pop.
Pop pop. Soda pop pop.
They was out here running around, though.
No, man. Hey, you right, though. But that damn kid, bro. Hey, I wanna know what the fuck he doing right now.
You know what he doing.
That nigga right now. If he's still alive, bro, I wanna know what the fuck he doing, bro.
But you remember the other motherfucker used to wild out all the time? He done changed his name and everything. He used to have, what's his name? Bumpman? Not Bumpman. What's a little wild ass motherfucker? He used to have tattoos all on his face. And I want to say his name was Bumpman.
Was it that, no, I ain't gonna let him. No, I'm just playing. But that song with James, that shit was random.
That should have come to me.
Bro, I find out on some music shit. Cisco recently did an interview, and he was saying, because he said in the Thong song, she was living La Vida Loca, he had to enter into a settlement with the writer of Living La Vida Loca.
Wow.
Which ended up resulting in him having to lose a large share of his personal part of that publisher.
Just for that?
Yep, just for saying that word.
She's living La Vida Loca.
It was probably because he sang it.
Yeah, he sang it just like how the song goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If he just sang it how he would have sang it without singing.
And it was a big song at that time, too.
It was
a huge song.
Yeah, the timing.
Because
yeah.
I was just like, bro, like that was just different, bro. That shit, I guess because you were, that song was, it, the song was so repetitive, he gave you the same verse twice, and that was the song. It was the same verse twice, and that's how good it was, because motherfuckers forget, like, wait a minute, the second verse is the first verse, bro. He just repeated it.
And he's singing in a higher octave.
Baby,
it's a brilliant song. I say Thong Song is one of the best modern pop songs of all time, bro.
Yeah, you just sang it in the higher octave the second verse.
Yeah.
Singing again.
She had to look at you. That's like, what? Let me see that dog.
Did y'all ever hear the orchestration of that song? You can find it if you Google it. Like, yeah. YouTube, the Thong Song. Yes, the orchestrated version of that.
Yeah, that
shit is dope.
That shit is so fucking dope.
That shit is dope.
All that shit that's going on in the background, like, if you take Cisco out of that shit, mm-hmm. like, you listening to it, to the song, and imagine Cisco not singing on it, I know that would be kind of like,
it's like jazz.
Yeah.
It's jazz with orchestra.
But that shit is dope.
Like, yeah, exactly. But that's dope.
That shit is dope.
I feel bad for Cisco in that sense. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, man, I got you a piece of my pie. On some old music shit, though, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, and Bootsy Collins are forming a new band called Silk Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
That shit gonna be,
and they're
fire,
making an album.
I'm ready for it,
bro.
Can I get that on speed dial, please?
It's coming.
See, I need it like right now, because
Fungal.
Right now.
Because this was a terrible week for music.
Mm.
Sad week for music, if you will.
Go ahead, man.
That's just the way it is, though.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Therefore, oh, Lord.
Oh, man. They are human after all, bro.
They are human after all.
But I swear they were robots. Under the mask.
Rock.
I just had to set the song real quick. You know, I just had to set the tone. Very something, man.
Pull your cocaine vial out.
Bro.
Damn. time to pull out that old line of coke if you got it.
Y'all just gonna have to hit me for the copyright on this one. I gotta let this ride.
Dude, you gotta goddamn do something. No copyright infringement.
Was intended for the purpose of this session.
Yeah, we just paying tribute and honor and respect.
Moment of silence for Daft Punk.
Damn. Like, we still don't have details yet. Hopefully, you know, in their own time, if they see fit to let us know what was going on, they'll tell us what happened.
Please.
But for everybody who doesn't know, one of the greatest musical duos of all time, Daft Punk, Thomas Bangalter, and Guy-Manuel Homem de Cristo.
Woo.
After 28 years, I've called it quits.
Two French geniuses.
Parisian French geniuses, man.
Man, the genius, bro. Like, when that comes up, I just have to, like, the word genius comes to mind.
28, man. That's one of my lucky numbers, too. I was born on the 28th.
Are they going to pursue? 30. Are they going to pursue?
No, but you got to think about it like
single?
This.
I mean, solo careers?
Numerology.
I don't think... I would hope that that would be the reason why they decided to quit or end the Daft Punk process, because they wanted to focus on their solo endeavors, because they both do solo things. Thomas makes movie soundtracks, and Guy-Manuel actually collabs with other artists from Ed Banger Records.
Yeah, I woke. It was very interesting. Sunday, I was out doing the gig. And the thought occurred to me, I was just like, man, I still got to get that Random Access Memories vinyl. So, Musician's Friend, which I buy gear from, they had it on back order. They were like, most places, it's just sold out. You can't click on it. They had it, it was green. I could click on it. And they were just like, yo, we're expecting to get these in April, bro. If you want one, like, just, you know, buy one. They had the price up there, $20 a disc. It's a double disc. All right, cool. Let's do that. So, went and copped it. And I'm waiting for it to come. Only for me to wake up Monday morning feeling like I contributed to a chain of events. It was just like, yo, bro, you know, I bought the album, and then the very next day I woke up, they broke up. I'm like, damn, bro, I kind of felt lucky because I got lucky. I went ahead and went to eBay just to see what resale was doing, and I saw Daft Punk albums and posters. There were no posters left. Posters were the first thing to go. Posters are gone. I'm talking about posters you could get for like $10. Or like $80 posters, $70 posters, $50 posters. All the posters got taken down and re-put up at higher prices. Like, it's straight up daft out there, bro. Shit crazy for real.
Right.
It is. Their legit website, gone. Closed down. Nothing's on it.
Yeah.
Except the epilogue video.
That's how you know it's on some personal shit.
You can't even buy no, merch.
The merch that they had, the official Daft
If you didn't get it beforehand, they're not re-upping. It's like, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. So yeah. That triggered me to be like, all right, bro, I'm going to just buy all y'all albums I ain't got. Fuck it.
Right.
Let me find it. Now I got to go on the hunt.
Yep, and I'm going to have to pay a price for it. It ain't going to be these price, but I'm going to have to pay a price for it. And the sad thing is, the last time them jokers toured was 2007.
And I thought at least...
We were gonna get one more album and a tour. That was what I was thinking. Like, cause they didn't even tour after they won the Grammy, dog.
They won the Grammy Best Album, not Best Electronic Album, no, not best Album.
Justice won Best Electronic Album.
They won Best
Daft Punk album. Won Best Album.
And they didn't tour that year. And I was like, I was so banking on them touring, and I was so happy because that was like one of the first times in years I was like, all right, I actually got bread. I can actually pay to see, no matter how much the tour costs, I can pay for it now. Right. I'm not in a position where I got to choose between, shout if I'm going to eat, pay my car note, or go to this concert. See this concert. It's just like, nah, bro, I can do it. Let me just go. But it didn't happen. I just waited, and it didn't happen. But I still, you know, go back and listen to the old stuff, and it always sounds like the first time I heard it when I hear it. It always sounds new in some kind of way.
That's what makes it timeless.
Timeless, yeah. Man. I got to give them boys credit, because this is no shade at the Weeknd, but Daft Punk made me a Weeknd fan, because I kind of felt like, well, they ain't just working with anybody. Let me go and listen to some of the Weeknd, because before then, I only heard the Weeknd in passing. He was everywhere, so you could not hear him. But I never...
That nigga, man.
Dog, for real, up until Starboy came out, I never
No,
Stargirl was the first weekend album I decided to listen to.
First shit he put up, bro. I had that and the second.
Bro, I remember a friend like...
Because I was at AI then.
A close friend of mine, Fit, he had a girlfriend at the time, and she was heavy into him when he was underground. So when I'm over there kicking it with her, I meant kicking it with him, and he's kicking it with her, and, you know, they do that, oh, we gonna bring a friend type thing. Yeah. I remember that night, they played Weekend. This is my first time hearing this shit, and this is like 2009. I ain't never heard this shit before. It's like 09, and we in there just kicking it. And then years later, it's like that shit bubbled and blew to be, you know, Super Bowl. But this ain't about the Weekend. It's about Daft Punk. Starboy, they collaborated with Daft Punk, and it honestly was like, that was Daft Punk's like highest charted song since the album, obviously, because they ain't been on shit else.
And the funny thing is, they were working on I Can Feel It Coming as they were making Starboy. He heard I Can Feel It Coming in the headphones of while they were like doing a raw mix of it. He's like, yo, what's this? Like, oh, this is the other song we're working on. He's like, let's do that one. Yeah. And that's how I Can Feel It came out first. He's like, fuck that. He's like, I went in there and I knocked that bitch out in less than an hour. He's like, it was just something about it.
There is a robot demo version of that song, like Something About Us, that exists, and it sounds damn good.
I want to hear that.
Like, that's the one I want to hear. I want to hear that one too, because I know it exists. I want to hear the demo for that one, because the Weeknd smoked it. So I was like, this demo going to have to be fire. The Weeknd smoked it though, like that from the production. But for real, when he collabed with them with the Gust of Wind, Gust of Wind was just it's everything I expected from that trio. You know what I'm saying? It was everything I expected. And that was obviously one of the best songs on that Pharrell album. But that Pharrell album, to me, I didn't really skip on it. I kind of let it ride. Like a gust of wind.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, man. And everybody got it right, because I don't hear people talking reckless like they thinking Kanye discovered them. And it's like,
at first, a few people did.
People and it was like, wait a minute, no.
I ain't never heard of this.
Well, when Harder.
It was when
Harder, Better, when Stronger came out. Like,
they thought that Daft Punk sampled Kanye, and it was like, no, Kanye actually sampled him.
That motherfucker is just stupid, man.
Yeah, it's people who didn't know they existed and was just like.
Man, do your research.
That's what made but that is what made their moment with Pharrell so monumental, was the fact that Kanye had already.
Work with them.
Already put you in this black audience, public space to modern music. Mm-hmm. So it was already like, okay, Daft Punk, I know this. Even if you don't know it, there was always someone like us who would be like, but they got a whole movie out. Like, they got a video set. Well, the video was an anime. For real? So, yeah, it's pretty dope. Like, you can watch it.
Publicly, like,
it's the whole anime of the album.
Whoever chose to watch that Blue People anime back in the day, you know what I'm saying, where they were just jamming out in outer space and shit, they was up on Daft Punk.
But that was brilliant, bro, because I remember watching MTV. This is before I would get up to go to NYSP. I'm up early because I got to go to NYSP, and I'm watching MTV videos. That video would come on every morning.
They would show all four of them. They would always show all four of them. And Cartoon Network
like,
did it.
And it was like up until after they stopped doing that to like... Like, you know, I'm in high school at this point. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in ninth grade. Like, no, am I ninth grade? Yeah, I'm in eighth grade. I'm somewhere between eighth and ninth grade. And I remember just...
Yeah, because we were in ninth grade talking about it. Because we would be talking to each other about it. Like, man, did y'all see that weird-ass video?
When I was in eighth grade,
I'm about to say, we knew about Daft Punk back in middle school, Sean.
Yeah.
That was like seventh grade.
I saw the video. Like,
We were talking about Discovery in high school.
I heard they shit before then, but
yeah.
All right, this is where I'm going with this. The first Daft Punk song album I heard was Around the World. Liked the song, but didn't like it as much as I would come to like the stuff as I got older. But the prevalent thing about it is they were so anti the imagery of themselves. They were not in their first video.
They weren't gonna be in no video, bro.
Right, up until the Robot Rock era. That's when they fully embraced it.
But even still,
they made some Discovery videos and shit, but you didn't see very many of them.
They were animated in one episode of that whole album anime video, anime music video. Like, Like, and that like, shit was dope.
Crescendos. If the
it,
fucking.
If it wasn't for the helmets, you still wouldn't know who was.
And that was the point. Like, originally, they didn't even wear those. Like, when you can go and look up the mask of the different shit they tried to wear.
They just picked random ass shit.
Right.
It'll be a different mask every time. And when they came up with the robots, it was like, all right, we got this. And they leaned into it on the Robot Rock album. The
accident. Yep.
And it was like, yeah, let's lean into this. And they just.
So many people just saw that shit and created fan art merch. You know what I'm saying? Like, would have made it look like Pulp Fiction and shit like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I remember.
Right.
Pulp Fiction, Daft Punk type.
I have that t-shirt.
But that was like their look after a while. They went from the leather robot outfits and then moved to more human looking clothes because they were still following the idea of these humans when their mixer blew up. Yeah, well, no, the mixer blew up and turned them into these cybernetic humans that look like robots. Mm. And they still trying to be as human as possible while looking robotic.
Bro, in 2013, they did a whole campaign for Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
They did a whole campaign. Saint Laurent put them in all of these clothing model pinups. Like, the jacket that they had made was by Saint Laurent sequence. Like, they did a whole campaign with Saint Laurent. It was dope. And of course, it'd be in black and white. Of course it's black and white.
Right. And then the ones that they did have that were color, the accent was so fucking dope.
Like movie posters.
Yeah, because the chrome, the way that their helmets were accented in the after image, and even if they shot it that way with whatever camera.
Bro, I kind of feel like Tron may have, like, I don't know. Tron what did it. Tron is I think the something about Tron, I feel like that's when Miss Hollywood got to Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Because they didn't make that in France. Everything else been made where? France.
Yeah. Well, except for Lake Troma. I think they made that in Nevada, actually.
Okay.
I think they filmed most of that in Nevada.
But here we go with, okay, we're going to do this at Disney and we're going to do it at
Jim Henson Studios. Because Daft Studios is in California.
So what happened now to the contract that they signed on for?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was exactly. The question. That's why I was going with that.
Is this part of their whole creative control thing that they don't have to, like, if they end their musical, what would you call that? Their musical partnership, does the contract become null and void?
I would assume so, because it's written for Daft Punk.
Right. Right. It's not written for Thomas and Guy-Manuel, so...
I don't know, they won a Grammy. Like, they got really, they got deep in bed with the industry. Like, there's no way avoiding it
from the beginning. Because
how do you back out if you don't want no?
I think you have to. I feel like, bro, you when you think about this, when you think about this with their own same promotion plan, with the industry moving the way the industry was moving, and this is 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
2014, yeah, like
they ain't into the whole streaming.
Like shit. No one saw none of the shit coming. They ain't know. This was before Pharrell even had that super run that he had. Mm-hmm. So no one knows how music gonna go. Trap. We just know Future's big as fuck. Jay-Z dropped the album that sold a million before it came out. We don't know what the fuck going on.
Right.
Music
and they in the industry sitting there like, well, our vein of music is very niche, and I don't know how we'll fit with this. And
Disney gave them a bag.
Right, and they were like, look, man, you can be in our movie and you can make the soundtrack and we'll give you all that.
And that's how it looks to me. They might not have gotten financially what I think they deserve. I think I'm based off of what I feel they deserve. And I'm like, well, y'all scored this movie. Like,
Got paid a shit ton and then everything else was supposed to come back in from the movie. And then technically the movie did not do well.
Here's the deal I'm making. The deal I'm making is... I will let you get the masters or the publishing to my Tron money. Like, I'm going to Columbia, like, look, I'm going to produce an album. You can collect on the previous album with the House of Mouse. They're giving me a healthy check for it. You can have that check. Right. I'm just keeping the masters of this new project I'm creating. You can have that one. It's bought and paid for. Disney is paying me a stipend because I created this under contract.
Right.
So, I'm wondering, like, after this... episode releases, will we be hearing any news about who will be taking on the score since they have split up?
They ain't said nothing.
Nah, they hadn't said anything about that. And even still, I feel like if that's the case, shit, who's to say they hadn't already done it?
True.
Or one of them would do it. Like,
yeah.
They, like, think about over the use of the name of Daft Punk. The, like, the video alluded to a lot. Like, it alluded to, it's so much I can bite off of from that video, because I'm seeing, I'm like, so,
especially so seeing they, the movie.
You I'm think saying they going to keep that intellectual property and then just split as a group, as a partnership?
I don't know what they gave away in the deals, so right. I don't know. Like, I don't know if this
name,
is
a, but we ain't going to do nothing together. You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Like, you don't know. Like, they do Daft Punk stuff, but don't call themselves Daft Punk.
They like private. Don't,
like, yeah, they'll do this shit separate. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, they it says produced by Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel instead of Daft Punk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
But they will still get paid off the Daft Punk shit, is what I'm saying.
No, Daft Punk is over, so it won't be Daft Punk.
Bro, I'm looking at it like
it's
this.
Not, it's Hold not on. Them.
Uh-uh. It's, this is it. This is it.
I'm just saying they keep the intellectual property of Daft Punk.
Right.
What they if you had,
don't do anything under that name anymore?
Yeah, that's what.
If I'm you saying. Sell away so your they, likeness,
they keep getting paid.
Hold on.
Under that,
if Daft Punk is just the avatar for the artist, technically, what you sold the record company was an avatar. Mm-hmm. If you had to sell away your likeness, you sold away the avatar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can always pair together under a different banner of a different identity and make dope music.
Right.
They could come, they could reemerge as a brand new group with different faces. Right. And you know what the label can't say? A goddamn thing. They can't say shit.
Right. Because like, Daft Punk was the two robots with the silver and gold helmets. Right.
It was just like, oh,
unicorn heads and shit. And be like,
right. And be,
what?
Yeah, we anything else. And now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how that had to go. It's just like, we want the likeness. It's just like, y'all can get the robots, but us working together, they're not going to do them what they did to Outkast.
Right.
Well, if y'all work together in the capacity, y'all are Outkast. They won't let Big and Dre be independent artists. Anytime they're on the same song together, it's Outkast.
Right.
So that's why you probably won't hear an Outkast feature on someone's album. You get a Dre feature, you get a Big feature.
Mm-hmm.
Daft Punk, if they got a better deal than that, then I feel like they could do what they want. If not, that's what I would expect. Like, it's Daft Punk. And they, but they, one of them blew up. Just like, yeah, bro, I'm good. Boom, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then having seen, if you see the full movie, there's more after that. So it's like, with them only showing you that part of it, it makes, like you said, there's a whole lot to be said for seeing just that part of that whole final
scene. Yeah, because that's part of a movie.
Yeah. And there's a whole lot to be said for that final scene of the movie. And that's just a part of that final scene.
It alludes to a lot. But then once they put out the official 1997 to 2021, it's like,
it's over with. It's done.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, I got you.
I was hurt that first day, though. I probably. Then they said their sales spiked by like 2,000%.
Of course, man. And I was like, I'm happy, but also saddened by that.
Yeah, it's like, damn, at what cost, though?
Right. Well, I'm going to give the spoiler alert. At the end of Electroma, what happens is, after Guy-Manuel hits the button to help Thomas explode, Guy-Manuel keeps walking through the desert.
That's
for
the gold
more
one.
Days. That's the one with the gold helmet. He keeps walking for a while, and then eventually he stops. And he takes his helmet off, and you see his robot, flat robot plug-in face underneath. Because they don't show their actual faces in the movie ever. Funny thing about it is, the movie is about them trying to become humans because everybody around them has turned into them.
Yeah.
And they try to get this procedure done to look human, but it's like a prosthetic human face that looks like them, but it's put over the robot helmet. So they don't just take the helmet off. They put the human face over the robot.
Yeah.
And then they go back out in public and everybody's like, hell no, don't, no, that's not, no, we don't want that.
That don't look right.
Yeah, and then it melts off and then they have this crisis or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they decide, fuck, it's over. So he goes out in the desert and takes the helmet off and just smashes it. And he's like, well, I can't reach my button. I can't there's no way for me to reach my button.
Yeah.
And he picks a piece of the helmet up and he shines it on his hand so he can catch himself on fire. And he just walks through the desert on fire until he's done.
Bro, like French independent film shit. Like,
yeah.
Bro, shit, wow. I saw it and I was perplexed. Like,
yeah.
What?
It's like, what? It's like foretelling the future of the career of.
In a lot of ways.
Is what it was.
In a lot of ways.
Okay. Everybody want to do Daft Punk shit or be Daft Punk or whatever, whatever. I'm finna just end this shit and kill Daft Punk once and for all. You know what
I'm and there's no dialogue in the movie at all.
Yeah. I mean, this is how I'm interpreting, you know what I'm saying, as far as what happened, because it's a self-destructive act.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From the jump.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, I can't keep going, man. I'm through with this. Because you can even tell when he does it for him. He's like, are you sure you want me to do this, man? And they don't talk. You can just tell.
Yeah, you can tell. That's what he's like. He's are you sure?
Are you sure, man? He's like, nah, man, do it. I'm done.
Well.
Like, all right, bro.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Daft Punk.
Right. Rest in peace, Daft Punk. Dang. We're up like Mexican monkeys.
Oh, man.
Is that what they say?
No.
When the song got leaked online.
It's a joke.
Yeah, when the song got leaked online, that was what people were hearing, not knowing that they were saying get lucky. So it's like, we're up on Mexican monkeys.
When they do the like the little, like the little breakdown
like
part.
Like, I like
right,
that.
So they were like, what the fuck monkeys. Are Mexican monkeys? Yeah. Right, so everybody's like, what the fuck is Mexican monkeys?
That's what, right, that's ultimately, shit. You know, that's how the song became number one. Everybody's like, I'm trying to keep listening to the song.
Right.
Unfortunately, it didn't hit number one on the top Billboard. It could never beat, I think it may have, no, it was Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines was not letting go of that number one spot. Mm-mm. And Pharrell was just eating it up like, yo.
Yeah, get paid.
Hey, I'm in the middle.
I'm paid either way and I'm working with somebody I've always wanted to work with.
But Get Lucky was the song of the summer. You can't tell me it won. It was just like, Get Lucky was the song of the summer.
No, because Lose Yourself to Dance was supposed to be it, but that shit just, Get Lucky just... That was the one.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that's their skill. That shit broke my heart. And I was like, what? That's your skill. That's your skill.
How do you skip Lose Yourself to Dance?
That's your skill.
That's their skill.
Yeah.
I've encountered.
I've never heard of Daft Punk album.
Man.
I'm going to hook you up.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
I'm listening to them on the way home. I did listen to 808s and Heartbreaks on my way to Alabama last week.
All right. With the sub? Nah, you ain't had no sub. You ain't had no sub.
You said you gave what, a 7?
You need a sub, bro.
Man. I told you, if you ain't had no bass.
Man. You got to have a sub.
I can see, though, you need that there's a thump.
Mm-hmm. You got to, bro, because he's articulate in the music like that. Like.
Manilow, I think they're the same person.
Hmm?
Bruce Springsteen and Barry Manilow. Go look at them, bro. These motherfuckers look like they could be twins, bro.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bruce Springsteen just got a DUI.
Oh, wow.
But he got acquitted of it, though. They let him off. Fucking Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Well. All right, y'all. I don't know how to frame this, but shit, man. Mm.
I guess just hit it.
All right. Streaming wars.
Mm-hmm. We are in the midst of it.
Are always heating up. Disney recently laid the bombshell out that they're going to release all of their acquired properties under the umbrella of Disney Star.
Okay.
Shout out Star. All right. Searchlight Pit is going to be 20th Century Fox. Fox TV, FX, ABC, Searchlight Pictures, and more. They're going to be the breadth of content and will have enhanced controls as more mature content
So that's what they were talking about.
Disney Plus. So all the mature content, and as well as, you know, all the extra stuff that they require, they're going to put under here.
That's what they were talking about during the headline presentation. Okay.
Yeah, so. All right, so.
Deadpool's going to go in there.
Yeah, that's where that's going. But reason why I brought that up is on the other side of the aisle, Paramount is ready to get their Titan and attack it full-fledged force first into the streaming wars.
Okay.
CBS Viacom,
yep,
which owns a majority of a lot of shit, them and DirecTV always getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they always put their business in public where people got to lose channels and shit.
Yeah, hence the CW shit.
Right. They have announced that there is going to be a Fairly Odd Parents is getting a live action series on Paramount Plus. They said Brian Robbins, president of Viacom CBS Kids and Family, announced that Fairly Odd Parents series, alongside a live action Dora the Explorer show,
is going to premiere on,
you know, Paramount Plus. Luckily for Viacom CBS, this is from comicbook.com, they have a large bullpen of children content mega hits because of Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. But they also announced a new Star Trek kids series. Mm. As well as news that the creator of Avatar The Last Airbender is expanding his universe
and making a movie.
They're making a lot more content. They're going to do a lot of spin-offs of Avatar The Last Airbender. That there's a lot of lore they're going to adapt. But this is some of the content that's set to premiere on Disney Plus. Not Disney Plus. Paramount Plus, which is coming soon. So they're going to... Let me see. I thought I had more news on...
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, man. I feel like at that point, you really... I feel like... let's see.
Because, I mean, splitting everything with HBO Max, that's a nice little piece to start out with.
Yeah, apparently the Beavis and Butthead movie sequel is coming to Paramount Plus.
Mm. Damn, see, Beavis and Butthead
sequel. I did hear about Paramount Plus while scrolling and surfing. I just don't remember much about what they were saying.
Yeah, because that's that merger with CW and HBO Max. They're splitting all the content from there and all the stuff from CBS All Access. Isn't that going to Paramount?
I believe so.
Yeah, all the stuff that you would get on CBS All Access, because that's all Viacom. They just won't make a fucking Viacom streaming hub.
Yeah, CBS Viacom. They're like, look, our name is on the building, bro. Like,
right, it don't matter. All the shit's coming out of here.
So they're giving up. They want to gear up a lot of content in order, you know, to compete with everything else that's out. So I guess we just don't see.
Looking like it's an actual race for who's going to be the next big four.
Yeah, that's what it's got to be. And it has to be on the digital front.
Yeah.
But also this, they're doing the reverse of what HBO Max is doing. Mission Impossible 7, A Quiet Place Part 2. And Paramount Plus will land to Paramount Plus 45 days after theaters. They're trying to set a standard of what is the appropriate time frame that a theatrical release should go to
streams.
Which is like, we should be able to keep this in the movie theater for 45 days before you start showing it on your streaming service. HBO Max settled with 30. Well, it's instant. But in 30 days, they take it off of their content.
Right, within the
month. Which I find is bizarre, because it's like, well, you got to watch it when it's out, and then we take it away, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, but then we put it back on there later.
Much later.
Yeah, it's like...
I'd rather know after 4 to 5 days it's coming out, and it's like, okay, because everything doesn't have to come out on streaming service, because I got plenty of shit that I'm still trying to catch up on and watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't need it, and that's the thing. And that's makes the beauty.
You feel obligated to, like, have to watch it before it's gone.
Yeah, certain stuff I have to. Like, certain stuff like Mandalorian, some stuff you have to, because it'll get ruined or it's just too much hype. You have to watch it.
Yeah, because like, if you don't, you know you're going to miss it.
Yeah, damn you. If you like something that's real good with a lot of hype, you got to watch it current, bro, because motherfuckers don't care how you feel.
Stay off the internet. Yeah, or just stay off the internet. They'll give you that little embargo period. Everybody does tend to respect that on the internet nowadays, except for those few that just want to ruin shit. But as long as you stay off of 4chan or Reddit, you know, within that hour, I mean, not that hour, but that little time frame,
I can't even say that now, man. Cause it's like I get on there and see some shit that just came out the day before, and motherfuckers already be talking about it, bro. Like before the shit even, before it's even full 24 hours, man.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah, like manga.
It's that's possible. One of those things. Yeah, they'll
like
do it.
Instant, like, I'm they getting on this it. Right now.
Yeah, as soon as it comes out, as soon as they read out, it, they snapshot that shit and put it on there.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, bro, like, I remember, you know, it's certain stuff that happened. It's just like, nah, this happens in the manga, so you know it's going to happen real deal.
I'm yeah,
like,
dang. That's kind of what turned me off from trying to read manga from anime that I'm currently watching.
Right.
And I just really just choose to read manga that I'm not watching or doesn't have a animated series, so that way I can't be spoiled by it because I'm reading it on my own time.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you read it on your time. Mm-hmm. And I like to read stuff that's complete. I don't like reading stuff that's always ongoing.
Shit, even if it's not complete,
I don't hate it.
I can get the ones that have like at least a few issues out so that in the time frame that I'm reading it in, I'm still behind when they release it. So
yeah, okay.
Those I can deal with.
What say you, Black?
See, for me, it's like I'm going to read the manga because I want to know just like they know.
Yeah.
You know? And basically, so they can't spoil it for me, I'm just going to go ahead and read it anyway.
Yeah, read you it with them, saying? Hell.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, shit come out once a month or, you know, once a week or whichever one, you know, you following or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. And read that bit, you know what I'm saying, as soon as it come out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Like,
you don't want to. No, it was something in the headphones.
I was just saying, like, you know, just read that bit. Because
yeah,
the motherfucker going to tell it anyway. They going to have, like, the whole panel by panel, page by page, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And they post and shit. And so you might as well just go ahead and read that shit before they even spoil it for you. Because it's like, you still going to want to see it animated, you know what I'm saying, just from reading it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that's like, true.
Shh, man, I gotta see this shit when it come out, man. Like, I can hear the character voices and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, as they discussing whatever, whoop-de-whoop. I didn't want to spoil no shit, you know what I'm saying? But shit ain't spoiled if everybody already talking about the shit, you know what I mean? Like, you can pull it up right now and it'll have a full fucking explanation on everything that I just recently saw in the shit.
Yeah, if you ain't staying up on it, it's kind of like, I bowed out of trying to stay current on stuff and accept the spoilers that come with the lore.
Yeah.
Because you understand how big, I'm like that with Star Wars, where you can't spoil nothing in Star Wars for me for the most part because I
know if I'm not going to see it right off the bat, I'm going to get it somehow.
It's Star Wars. You're right. It's like I have a general idea. Yeah. And even with some manga and anime, I've had to develop that mentality, like, because, like, it's from Bleach to Naruto to all the action stuff, it's like, yeah, like
certain things are just unavoidable. Like, if you choose not to read it, then
I was trying to like avoid reading the shit for a few, you know.
Man, let's get them the spoilers, bro. We here
for a few months and shit.
Right? Just go ahead and let them know.
But after the whole moral arc and shit, they introducing this new character, Granola. You know what I'm saying? And he's a Cerulean. It's a play on the word cereal. You know what I'm saying? Their race pretty much was like all other races that got wiped out by whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell too much else about that. But he ends up getting a chance to make a wish from an eternal dragon that only needs 2 Dragon Balls. And his only wish is, because this one only grants 1 wish, I want to be the strongest in the universe. I want to be the strongest in the universe. And so he's in the same universe as Goku now, so it's like super power offer. You don't get to see the wish being granted, but that's the end of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where he makes the wish and shit. But during the course of this episode, quote unquote, you see Vegeta and Beerus, you know what I'm saying, training or whatever. And it's only because Goku and Whis are training. And Beerus just trying to tell Vegeta, look, it's another way, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep trying to keep up with Goku, but you really stronger than him. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to say that without saying it. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to think back to Battle of the Gods, when, you know, Vegeta pretty much humiliated himself for the sake of everybody's safety and shit, you know what I'm saying, doing that little stupid ass dance and whatever, mm-hmm. and putting his pride on the line, it was like, Beerus grew a deeper respect for Vegeta, especially when Vegeta saw Bulma get slapped and just came for Beerus, you know what I'm saying? Just Super Saiyan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he landed some blows. That was the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when Beerus hit Vegeta and he just, like, was, like, pushing through that shit like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, he showed him then that he was stronger than Goku, you know what I'm saying? Because when he encountered Goku, Goku was Super Saiyan 3 on King Kai planet. And he just like, and knocked him out. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
So he was trying to tell Vegeta, look, bro, the reason I'm a god of destruction is because I'm always thinking about destruction. Always. Like, everything I do is me holding back. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, that's the way, basically saying that's the way you need to see it. You know what I'm saying? Stop holding back or being who you are. And you think about it, when you say that kind of shit, you think back to when Goku and Vegeta first fought. He was finna blow up the fucking planet with the Gallic gun. People tend to forget Vegeta had world destructive power back then. That shit was purple then.
So the point you're making is like Vegeta's path to becoming the god of destruction. That's what is lining out.
It sounds to me like this nigga was already destined to be the next god of destruction.
I mean, I kind of felt that was where it was going to be. That was where it was going to head. Goku was not going to be a god of destruction.
And Goku is kind of like his Whis.
Yeah, I knew that's what it was going to be.
Like, white hair. Whis has white hair. He's an angel on the angel path. They do the Ultra Instinct easily. That's what the angels do. They level of Ultra Instinct is measured on their rank.
That's pretty dope.
Just like the Grand Priestess. Not Grand Priestess, excuse me. The Grand Priest. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that's with King Zeno. Or whatever, you know, the Omni King.
Yeah.
He's the highest ranked angel, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if Goku really want to master Ultra Instinct, you know what I'm saying? He got to encounter him some kind of way.
Right.
But it don't work like that because it's all kind of codes and regulations to the shit, just like an angel would have. Mm-hmm. Like, encountering mortals and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, looks like all the fans are finna get their wish fulfilled. Talking about, you know, Vegeta finna have the purple hair and shit, and he gonna learn Hokai, which is destruction, basically. You know what I'm saying? And, but we gonna see, because he ain't really, like, settled on the idea, because at the same time, Beerus also confessed to this nigga that I was the one that pulled the trigger on Vegeta getting destroyed, the planet. But he really said that shit to try to push Vegeta to, like, let it loose, nigga. Like,
right.
I'm here. I'm the nigga responsible for the shit, not Frieza. All your angles misdirected at me, nigga.
Beerus just want to sleep. Beerus like, bro, take my job, bro. I'm really done
right.
With this
I'm
shit.
Really done with this
I'm
shit.
I'm trying to retire, bro. Like, I need
somebody.
I need you to catch up so I can retire, bro. Like, hurry up.
Pick
like,
up my slack, please.
Like, come on, man. I'm trying to retire and sleep and eat this food that your wife cooked, bro. You want to work? You want this job, bro? Cause I'm tired of this shit, nigga.
Right. I don't want to do this.
Sound like you'll have a lot more fun with this destruction shit, Vegeta. Go ahead, bro.
Right. I just want to eat.
Like, for real. Like, I'm a cat,
y'all
bro.
Showed me all this food. I want to chill with that pink dude.
Like, I want to eat, bro.
I think he's got the right idea.
I want pudding. You can have it.
Right, pudding.
Hey, man, that shit was so funny when I went back and watched it the second time, man.
Nigga want that pudding, bro.
Right, this joke was about to destroy the earth over pudding. Right.
That nigga wanted that shit bad, boy.
Right. God, dog, because he had never had it, and just when he was about to try it, Boo ate the shit.
Boo old greedy ass.
I gotta be some merit in the saying Prince. I mean,
licking all over the damn tray. Yeah.
It just got that's always been my feeling about Vegeta. It's just, I feel like they're always having, being the saying Prince had to have some kind of edge to it. Yeah. Like, it just, it had to be having royal Saiyan blood.
Yeah, it's not in name
had
alone.
To have, like, it's not having Saiyan blood, ain't that royal Saiyan blood ain't gonna make you, like, off the real, like, the you ain't royally.
But it does contribute to
But you. It gotta give you something. Yeah. It gotta let you cut some kind of corner, bro. Like, yeah, you gotta be able somewhere. To do something somewhere. Because
him, Broly, and Goku were the three strongest babies.
Yeah, period.
Before the planet got destroyed.
Said Goku, we can fuck. I mean, get the nigga the fuck out of.
Man, that's what they
that.
Thought.
Yeah, they say that, but then he had them blips. You know what I'm saying? It kept flashing. You know what I'm saying?
They so thought it was like, a glitch. Yeah. Then Broly had the constant shit because Goku was crying all the time. So they were like, oh no, he's the legendary Super Saiyan, obviously.
And, you know.
Yeah, and annoying, they were just like, nah. And annoying, they just kind of explained, like, Bardock did that shit. He knew how strong his son was. He freaked the numbers to save his son. But we,
right, he's so like, no, nah, I need to get him out of here.
Yeah,
right.
That's all it was. Bardock right. was a brilliant scientist. He saw, exactly. Oh, shit, my son's strong as fuck. Yes, but beep, 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 beep. Boom.
Get my boy out of here, because I know what y'all about to do.
But he's special, bro. That's something special about right. him.
Y'all right. can take Paragus, son. Yeah, get that Brawly kid. Have that shit.
Right. He knew what's up. He was just like,
make him go crazy. Not yeah, my son.
He the one that's already emotionally unstable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, let him do that shit.
Cry all day for no reason.
I'm going to blame it on my son.
Blame it on my son. Yeah.
I'm going to rewatch that one then pretty soon. I might watch it tomorrow.
Talking about the old one?
Nah, the Broly movie. Oh, the new oh, Broly yeah. movie. Just yeah. because, like,
breaking dimensions.
People complain about the inconsistent animation in that movie.
Man, but that was me, the point. That's the
but
best
to
part
me,
of
that's exactly. That was one of the shining, I felt like,
it took
aspects
you, it
of
it. Took you through the saga, which was Dragon Ball.
And you just, know what? The people got mad because when they saw that first trailer, when Goku was out there and he first saw Broly and he did a little hop, and the animation of that is what they thought the whole movie was gonna be.
But that's most of the fucking movie, bro. Like, we talking HD, UHD, 4K, yeah. Panorama, Panasonic, pandemic screening technology, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're gonna have to give me some super CGI. I'm gonna cop out to the CGI, because I'm convinced in 2021, they were just like, bro, it's just lights and colors, bro. Trust me, on this computer, I can make that shit go bam, 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 bam.
And it's going to look cool.
And that's what they did. It's just like, yeah, bro, some and of that video game footage is dope. I seen when they snuck in the video game footage.
Yeah.
The cell shaded footage, the three. You like, come
but
on,
they
man.
always snuck in some slick shit like that in Dragon Ball.
Right.
You yeah, Super didn't get that because it was so spaced out.
But then they played that up to the fact that these Jokers were fighting so hard that they were breaking dimensions. So, of course, they would look different.
Yeah, after the Broly movie, it's like the ball, I feel like the bar was raised. So, I know Black, you stand current on it, man. Like, it's so much that comes across my eyes and my inner workings of the internet. I don't have no context to it. I just see a still frame of this, a headline of that. Ooh, the headline cool. Let me not read that comment section because I don't want no spoilers. You know what I'm saying? I just keep passing by, and then I just see so much of it that's just like, I got questions.
Only thing I got to tell you about your boy on the hunt to be the strongest in the universe, he's not really a bad dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Granola.
Oh.
The one that they're going to have to encounter. He's not really a bad dude. That would make it so fucked up.
He's sweet like and crazy, some, man. Like granola bar.
He also Kakashi shit.
Sweet and honey. Sweet and nutty.
Sounds some Kakashi shit.
Yeah, because he got the one eye different color. But it's only because he a sniper.
Okay.
So, you know, snipe your ass from long range. You know what I'm saying? Long range. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he do it like with a finger spirit gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit fire. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no. I actually got a gun and I'm post up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit fire.
Okay.
I hope they adapt that soon.
Yeah, they got to get the ball rolling because they ain't even damn got Marvel animated yet.
Damn.
Or finished, I should say.
I honestly think they haven't made up their mind if they're going to do a series or a movie yet. I feel like movies would be the way to go. Just, like, honestly, I would take movies at this point. I'm like, bro, do movies. Like,
yeah. Catch it up with movies and then just do one final season. Or yeah. However they do that.
I drop a movie like, bro, I would honestly drop a movie.
The way it's going, bro, they going to serialize the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of shit that's like in the filler episodes of the manga that people ain't talking about. Like when they show Jiren and them again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't just forget that they still out there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they didn't kill them.
Right, and they got them wished back and shit. You know? So, I don't think Toriyama gonna actually let the shit be so drawn out like Z was. But I think he gonna use that whole method he did when he was testing the waters at first with the movie and the damn arc right behind it. Mm-hmm. That's basically what Battle of the Gods was. That was the first arc in the damn comics, I mean in the manga. And then Resurrection F, that was the second arc. You know what I'm saying? Then once it got the rolling and shit, that was like right after the Tournament of Power.
But yeah, because this is going to be going into this next season.
Yeah, and they show like Broly in the manga later on, like after that shit. So, like, okay, yeah. See what y'all doing.
Alright.
Movie, manga, anime. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna see what they do.
We gonna see, man.
Or a manga, movie, anime, I should say.
Definitely gonna see. Whenever y'all decide to start putting it out, because Dragon Ball Heroes ain't where it's at. Non-canonical, and I don't want that. I mean, it is nice to watch every now and then. Though.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I had to say about that.